most patients with an autoimmune disease don't come in with a sign on their forehead that says, I have rheumatoid arthritis. They start with vague symptoms. They come in with not necessarily specific findings, and that is known as a prodrome. What is a prodrome, and how would you explain a prodrome from a scientific perspective?
Well, I mean, the best way that I think about it is there are so many pieces to an autoimmune disease that go wrong, essentially. Something goes wrong with T cells, B cells, neutrophils in the case of vasculitis. And oftentimes, all of those pieces don't go wrong at the same time, that it's an additive effect. And maybe when you see a patient the first time, only the regulatory T cell component has gone bad. But that then leads to dysregulation of B cells and dysregulation of neutrophils. And it's only over the course of time that more and more symptoms occur as these dysregulations in the immune system are also occurring.
And the body actually can self-heal in some of those circumstances. So once that process has begun, there is the possibility for the immune system to gain control again and thwart an autoimmune disease from occurring. That probably is happening on a regular basis in most of us as we are exposed to different factors in the environment. So a prodrome may be this possibility of the immune system coming out of check, out of tolerance, and producing inflammatory signals that the patient feels. Is that right?
Correct. And the other issue there, and I think you see it a lot in vasculitis, is that, I mean, the same function that our immune system is playing in autoimmune disease, those same immune cells are also responsible for a response to a respiratory infection. And sometimes it's hard to decipher if a person's respiratory symptoms are due to a mere infection or is this early vasculitis.